Hi, my name is Laura, and we're going to talk about what we learned this week.
Perfect. This is the Morning Kids broadcast, Morning Kids podcast today, right?
Sylvia.
What did we learn?
We learned how to combine numbers together to make other numbers.
We did. Well, we learned, that's great. That's a great way of putting it. And you know, we also did it the other way. So we had a number, right? Mm-hmm. And we learned how to take it apart. Do you remember what that's called?
We took it apart, and then another person had to figure out the problem.
Yeah.
And it had to equal that number.
Exactly. Do you remember what that's called? What's that called, Liam?
Decomposing,
you're right. We have a number bond, and we put it the big number at the top or on the side, and then we figure out how to break that number into two parts, right? We decompose that number. So that was fun, and we had a fun game that we played on the smart board with that. All right, what else did we learn this week? We had a very exciting week.
Lacey.
We learned about taking care of our tree.
You're right. Do you want to tell them a little bit about our tree? Today is what day is today?
Arbor Day.
You're right. And what happened on Arbor Day today?
We planted our tree.
Did we plant it though?
No.
Who planted it for us?
The
people from the village of River Forest, right? They were kind enough to give us.
Mom,
you did great. They were kind enough to give us a tree, and it's a beautiful tree. What kind of tree is it? Do you remember the name, Mia?
A black tupelo tree.
Do you remember what is special about a black tupelo tree? Why did we want to have it in our native garden? Why did we want to have it? What do you think, Tommy?
So bees can come and sit and get nectar from.
Bees can get nectar from the flowers. You're right. What else, Tate? More birds can come because there's what? What does the tree have on it?
Berries.
Small, tiny little berries, right? That the birds like to eat. So it's a great tree for our habitat because it also attracts so many birds and so many different insects and animals. Madeline.
We planted a garden.
That was the best thing of the whole week, don't you think?
What?
I thought so too. Did you hear what she said?
No.
What was the best thing of the whole week, do you think? Planting our garden. You're right, planting our garden. So who wants to talk about our garden? Who wants to tell us some about our garden? Luke, we'll get a bunch of people to talk. Luke, go ahead. Did plant Marsh Blazing Star.
And my mom got to come.
Your mom was helping. We had Lur's mom help too, right?
And
Lur's
Lucia.
Mom, Luke's mom, and Lucia's mom
and
helped
no
us.
Mom.
And we also had a volunteer from the Oak Park River Forest Garden Club. So she was really helpful too. So who else, Lura, who else do you want to call in to talk a little bit more about our garden?
Tate.
Pardon me. Sorry, Luke, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Luke, you can sit down. I was trying to get Liam's attention. Thank you, Luke. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Tate. I'm so sorry I interrupted you.
We planted flowers.
Mm-hmm.
We planted seeds
in our little, what did we plant, what did we make our, what kind of containers did we use to plant our seeds, Sylvia?
So we used plastic bottles.
So we reused, right? We reused some things for Earth Day. Yes, I'm sorry, Tate, go ahead.
We used soda bottles.
Soda bottles, right, soda bottles. Awesome. So what did you think? Did you guys have a good day? It was fun because the whole school came out and helped us plant, didn't they?
Yeah.
That was really cool. And you guys also planted some other seeds and some herbs and things like that in some of the soda bottles that we were just talking about. And you planted some plants to take home. Do you remember what kind of plants you planted to take home, Lucy?
Some flowers.
sunflower. So hopefully you'll grow it. And how big do you think it'll be?
I think it would be 40 feet tall.
40 feet. Oh, my goodness. That'd be huge.
If you take care of it so much.
I think you're right. If you take good care of it. That's a good point, Larry. You have to take really good care of it. I think 12 feet is how tall those get. But what are you going to do to make sure that it's taken care of? What do you have to give the plant?
Water
and what else?
Soil
and what else?
Sun.
It has to be planted in a good place, right? And it needs sun and water. Now, do animals eat the same way that that plants eat?
Mm-hmm. No.
No. What's the difference?
Plants already have their own food.
Well, do they have their own food or do they make their own food? They make their own food. What do they need to make their own food? They need a couple of things, but one thing that's super duper important.
Sun.
The sun. You're right. Do animals make their own food?
No.
That'd be funny.
They have to get it. Yeah. They get the food.
How do they get their food? At the McDonald's drive-thru? Is that what they do?
No.
What do they do? Well, what do they do?
They eat plants, and then the sun animals that just eat the plant eaters.
Exactly. Good. And so, you're right. They eat, everything relies on plants, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, Laura. Oh, do you want to call on Tate?
No, he's
Tate's goofing around, says Laura. So, Tate, you need to sit on your bottom, please. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. So does Laura. All right, Laura, who else would you like to call on? Would you like to ask a question, or do you want to just hear what other kids have to say?
What did we learn in STEM?
Oh, that's a great question. What did you learn in STEM?
Marty.
Oh, say it again and a little slower.
No, I said STEM.
In STEM. Do you remember what you did in STEM yesterday, Marty?
Tommy.
How did you do that? Because on the iPads, using what though?
Arrow keys.
And what is it called, Madeline?
Coding.
You're right. And you used a program called. Do you remember the name of the program? What is it?
Scratch Junior.
Scratch Junior. You're right. Is that what you were going to say too, Sylvia? Scratch Junior. And you can get that at home on your iPad. It's a great program for kids.
I told my dad to get it.
You did. Good. It's the same. It's like Wonder or Blockly for Dot and Dash, because they can move the same way. So those things are really good for you to learn and get your brain really thinking. Yes, Sylvia?
I told my mom to get it on my iPad.
Really good.
But she needs to see if it's, if it seems good.
That's a good thing.
I told her it's educational.
Good. You know what, too? I like how you said that, Sylvia. You asked your mom for it, and your mom's going to check because that's really important, right? We don't just download any app that we see that we really like, right? It's really important to make sure your mom or dad does
it
for you.
Because, like, if the apps were grown-ups,
yeah,
then you can't buy
exactly, it. Exactly. So I like how Sylvia talked to her mom about it first. That's a great idea.
I talked to my dad.
You did? Good. I love that idea. All right, so yesterday we Skyped with some kids, too, and they were from where? Do you remember where they were from? Where?
Lucy.
Florida. They had an awesome school, didn't they? What did they do that was so awesome for Earth Day? Do you remember, Madeline? What can you tell us about what they did?
They made paper and scraps and bottles. They make a big giant robot.
They made things. Were those things all new or were they used?
Old.
They were old things, right? So they took they took a bunch of things that people used and made it into new things. They also had a beautiful garden, and they showed us some of the tomatoes that they grew in their garden, and they talked about their butterflies. It was a great, great school. My goodness, friends, I'm so sorry. It's time to go. But I want to tell you, you guys did a great job this week. I had so much fun with you planting our garden and planting our tree. So happy Arbor Day, and I hope you have a good weekend.
Bye.
We'll see you soon.
Bye. I'm so loud.
Great job, Laura.
You can kill me.